thanks. Thanks everyone for coming. Today I'm going to talk about some simulation and power analysis of some linear mixed models and some of their generalized forms. And just a little background about myself. I actually come from the College of Education, so I'm doing social science research. And a lot of this has come from some of the applied work I've done in exploring some of these models and that sort of thing. Okay. So kind of an overview, I'm going to talk about the models that this that I more generally going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about power and why I think this SynGLM package that I've created for some of this stuff, why this can be useful to think about power. And then I'm actually going to show you some of the features of this package through a Shiny application that I created. Okay. So here's the linear mixed model and also the generalized version. The top line there is the form I'm going to focus on in this talk for the most part. The continuous, where you have fixed effects, you have random effects, and you have some error. Below you can have the generalized version with some link function. Currently the SynGLM package allows for binomial type simulation. I have plans to implement more, I just haven't gotten around to it basically. Okay. So power in general is useful a priori, most generally. And in the education field, if we're trying to apply for some grant, power can be useful to understand what kind of sample sizes we need and that sort of thing. For simple models, it's relatively easy. So if you just have two groups, it's pretty easy. There's the power.t test. There's another application that I've used in grad school that I've used since. GPower3 is something that can do various power calculations for relatively simple designs, for ANOVA regression, that sort of thing. And so here's kind of an example of something you might get out. Here I did just varied sample size from 4 to 1,000. Assumed in education, if you're unaware, we tend to have minuscule effect sizes. Everything is confounded in a lot of respects. And so here I have an effect size of 0.15, relatively small. And in this case, even just for a two-sample t-test, each group here we're going to need about 700 observations to get to a level of power we're interested in. So this is something we maybe would do a priori to understand how much money you need to ask for to gather data and so forth. Power for linear mixed models is more difficult. Okay, there's a lot, the model's more complex in general. And particularly with messy real-world data, there are no general closed-form solutions to this. There are some software, and this is by no means an exhaustive list. These are ones I'm familiar with off the top of my head. There's a software by Optimal Design, which is was created, I believe, by Steve Rauwenbusch. He has a hierarchical linear model textbook that's popular in education and social science. And then there's another package, MLPowSim, which I believe is by the folks at Bristol, Goldstein and Brown, I believe. One limitation of the Optimal Design software, for example, is it assumes you have balanced data, which in education never happens, and in social sciences and in most applications never happens. It assumes there's no missing data. It assumes your random effects are normally distributed, which may or may not be the case. And so there are some limitations to using these software. And just in general, looking at power a priori is hard. You're making a lot of assumptions on data you likely have not collected already. And so you're making some assumptions that may not hold once you actually collect the data. And so I would argue that a power analysis needs to be flexible, exploratory, and also well thought out. So this is not something that you would do in autopilot. Thinking about the back to something Hadley said this morning with graphics. Graphics is something that's inherently human. You have to, a human needs to look at it to understand what's going on and that sort of thing. Power analysis, in my opinion, should be very similar. It's something that a human has to touch, has to look at, and think about in order to understand the factors and that sort of thing. And so that's where the package I created, SimGLM, kind of comes into case and helps. SimGLM, and as of right now, aims to simulate some of these models with up to 3 levels of nesting. Okay. It's relatively flexible in the data generation process in that you can specify as many covariates as you want. You can actually do some discrete covariates. You can change assumptions of the random, so you can generate a random effect that's skewed, that's heavy-tailed, for example, as opposed to just normally distributed. And then the next two, I think, are key. You can generate data that's actually unbalanced, so you can generate clusters that maybe have 2 out of that have 10 observations, the next one could have 20, and so on and so forth. And it also, I have some very basic missing data routines in there. And so you could actually evaluate power if you're missing, if you have 10% missing, for example, or 20% missing, and that sort of thing. It also has serial correlation you can generate. And there are some, I have started testing. I haven't fully established if I have the code working yet. It allows correlated predictor variables as well. And so now I'm going to show you the demo. Right now this package is only on GitHub. I'm changing a lot of things. Fortunately, I don't think anyone but myself is using the package as of right now. So if I break something, it only breaks my own code and not other people. So it might change a little bit here and there if you play with it. If you use this Shiny app, you're welcome to try it on your own. These are kind of the packages you need to install prior to the app being able to run locally. Okay, the my package, Shiny dashboard, ggplot2, LME4, and DT data tables. And so here I'm actually just going to run this. And we'll put this in the browser and I'll make it bigger. Of course, my computer looks a little slow. All right. Here. All right, so here's kind of the state of the application so far. As you can see, let me actually get rid of this. Here, single level, 2 level, 3 level models. You can vary the sample sizes. Here it actually, you can generate different number of covariates, intercept, and that sort of thing. And then there's just what's also nice through a lot of these things is I give the actual code that's using underlying the function. So ultimately there's a function sim_reg with different parameters. And so this actually will simulate just a single level regression model. Okay. As I mentioned just briefly, there's a bunch of optional specifications. Right, you can do continuous or binary, you can simulate missing data, discrete covariates, you can change their name, and some, that sort of thing. What I want to focus on today is looking at some of this power aspect. Okay? There's some different options you can do. You can change your distribution, how many tails, kind of your significance level, your alpha value here. I'm using 0.05, that's historically what's been done in education. You can vary number of replications, and you can actually select arguments to vary. So for example, if we wanted to vary the sample size, and then in here we can actually put in, say we wanted to look at, I'm just randomly selecting 3 different arguments that we want to vary. If I hit this little button here, it'll give you a little table. Bigger. Four are different covariates, are different terms, kind of the different sample sizes. It looks at the average, it computes the average test statistic across the number of replications, kind of gives you an idea of how much variation there is in those test statistics. And then it just does a simple calculation of power where it's the number of test statistics that actually rejected this was outside the critical value out of the total number of replications. Okay. And so then the other thing, right, so you can specify more than one factor to vary in this. And so now maybe we want to change the error variance. So we want to go add a couple different levels, whatever makes sense for your situation. And then you have obviously a much larger table that you can scroll through and that sort of thing to get an idea. One thing I haven't added yet that needs to be in this to be a little more helpful is to add some plots of this table. But again, as of before, you can copy this code, and this should actually run live within R without having to use this Shiny application as well. And then just to show you that it actually does do what I said it has missing, right? We can actually generate some random missing, 20% of them. We can simulate that, show you that it actually looks like it's. Of course, let me shrink this slightly. And so what it does is it creates a flag whether the value should be missing or not, based on some probability. And then it creates, this is the original simulated data set, and then here it is with missing values in there as well. And so once you generate missing values, and you go back to this power tab and you do the same thing, it'll actually do the power analysis with that missing data included as well. And so you can do it with and without missing data. The one thing I need that needs to add to the Shiny application and to the program in more general is these arguments to vary. So far, it's only things like sample size and variance. And I need to implement more things you can vary. For example, if you want to actually vary the size of your effect size here or your unstandardized regression coefficient, depending on how you're specifying. Currently, you can't specifically vary that, but that's something that I would like to plan to add in the future as well. That's the gist of what I have for this. If you're interested in this package or this Shiny application, again, you can. You can run it with either of these two commands. And if you want to see the slides or do this, I have here's a static link. Send me anything on Twitter, you can look at things on, this is also on GitHub where you can follow it.
Thanks, so questions?
Yes, your package allowed to give us specific ratio of truth to groups and calculate the power.
For two groups, is that what you said?
Yeah, a balanced group.
Yes, so you can do unbalanced as well. I didn't show that specifically, but you can, if you do clustered data, for example, two or three level, you can actually have unbalanced data within those clusters. So, yes, it does do that. And I can show you after we have to adjust it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think it's really great with some more tools for power and those more general settings. That's really needed. I'm also thinking if this is supposed to be a tool for the end user, and not for the statistical expert, I don't know whether you thought about that, then the visualization, the plotting that you mentioned at the end, that is going to be really important, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And also the link between all those choices to make, on, which is nice, but how do we map the real life to all those choices? How do we work with this? Because I guess this is the challenge with power in those more complicated settings. How do we really work with that? All the scenarios you want to investigate.
Yep, definitely. And getting them to think very hard about what they think that effect size is going to be, or what they think the characteristics of their data is going to be, which makes it so difficult.
That could be really nice to have some tools for that also.
As of now, I do not know. That's something I'm looking at, but haven't had the time to devote a lot of time specifically to the correlated categorical data variables. I think, and I need to write some tests for this, but I think I have it so you can generate correlated continuous variables.
Is when you say replicate, do you mean simulations?
Yes, and so it's basically running, initially when I simulate the data once, that sim_reg function. What the power function does is it just uses a wrapper and uses replicate to do it, say, in this case I was only doing it 10 times, but you could do it as many times as you want. Obviously, if you go to more complicated models, 2 and 3 level, it takes significantly more time to run that. It's actually using, right now it's using Elmer to fit those models.
Thank you very much for the presentation, and what can you like to highlight?